You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. Crews are working to clear the roads, but more might be piling up tomorrow. As we dig out of between 4 and 7 inches, the National Weather Service says it'll turn cold today, then a few more inches will come down Friday night into Saturday. Most parking restrictions are set to expire today, except in Kenosha, where they currently continue until tomorrow. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Through our partnership with the Racine County Eye, high school sports are covered. Listen to coverage with the WRJN Game of the Week. Then read about the recap and go deeper with the teams online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. The city of Racine is currently hiring lifeguards. They're looking to staff up North Beach and Zoo Beach for the summer. It's a starting pay of around $20 an hour. There's more about how to apply on the city of Racine's website. A home-going service has been planned for Racine City Council member Molly Jones. She passed away last week. The service is scheduled for Saturday. The event will honor her contributions and legacy in the community. And Joann Fabrics is closing 16 stores in Wisconsin, and Racine is one of them. It's part of a restructuring effort to address financial and inventory challenges. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks pull out the win in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went down to the wire. The Bucks holding on to win 103-101 over the Timberwolves. Doc Rivers challenged the Bucks defensively before the game to hold Minnesota to 100 points or less.
You know, it's funny. We set a goal and we didn't get it, but our goal was to hold them under 100. And they got 101. That's why the guys were like, no, yo, that was a goal for us going into the game. We knew scoring with the offense that we had out would be rough, but we thought we could really win the game with a defensive effort, and that's what we did.
So Milwaukee heads into the All-Star break in fifth place in the East with a record of 29-24. Baseball. The Brewers signing Tampa Bay Rays lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff says he is on schedule to return from Tommy John surgery.
Listen, I'm healthy. I'm coming into camp healthy. I just have to take different steps than everybody else. And when I'm ready, I'll be ready.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A couple big hitters are headed to the silver screen this weekend and just in time for Valentine's Day. For all you Marvel fans, you've got Captain America: Brave New World to look forward to. The film stars Anthony Mackie as Sam Wilson, who becomes the new Captain America. After meeting the new president, he finds himself in the middle of an international incident and must get to the bottom of it. How's that for details? Critics' reviews are unavailable at this point for the film, so tread cautiously. And everyone's favorite raincoat-wearing bear is back as Paddington in Peru hits theaters this Friday. In the third installment of the wildly popular franchise, Paddington finds out that his aunt, who lives in a home for retired bears, has gone missing. Like the other two films, critics love this movie as it is pulling mid-90s on Rotten Tomatoes. That's almost too fresh. If those two films don't tickle your fancy, you can check out local theaters for three new releases of Harry Potter films. It's just easier to re-release films than make new ones, folks. Let's go to the movies. Although it's been nominated for Best Picture and several other awards, there was a point when Timothy Chalamet thought A Complete Unknown would never get made. The Bob Dylan biopic was announced by director James Mangold in 2020, but was shelved due to COVID. It eventually found its way to the big screen 5 years later. Chalamet said that gave him time to learn how to play the guitar and to sing. That might just be what puts him over the top in the race for Best Actor as well. Stand by. In an age where it can take years just for a TV show to get renewed, that is not the case with the show Reacher. The popular streamer returns for season 3 February 20th, barely 1 year from the debut of season 2. Reacher fans appreciate the aggressive shooting schedule, I'm sure. 8 new episodes will drop one at a time, sigh, on Amazon Prime. I saw the trailer for the new season the other night, and somehow they found a man bigger than Alan Ritchson to be his nemesis. Hope it's better than season 2. Super Bowl 59 set a record in ad sale revenues. According to Variety, 1980, Fox Corporation pulled in more than $800 million between all the Super Bowl viewing platforms. The asking price for ads was $7 million for 30 seconds, and that went up to $8 million as the game got closer. Fox reports that this is about $150 million more than 2023, the last time they covered the Super Bowl. The game was also the most watched and streamed Super Bowl ever, with over 14 million viewers watching the game on Tubi. Thank goodness Netflix had nothing to do with this broadcast. Presenters for this year's Oscar broadcast have been announced. In addition to last year's winners, Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., Emma Stone, and Davine Joy Randolph, 2025 presenters will also include Halle Berry, Penelope Cruz, Scarlett Johansson, Elle Fanning, John Lithgow, and Amy Poehler. This year's ceremony will be hosted by Conan O'Brien and takes place March 2nd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 22 for a high this afternoon. And we get today to scoop out tonight down to 3 above. And then by tomorrow afternoon, more snow rolling in. And that will continue tomorrow night into Saturday. Once again, several inches, 4 to 5 to 6 or more possible by the time it winds down on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.